Yeah. Okay. So we were in the middle of discussing Bohr. Bohr is a massive topic. It's one of those things, you know, if you don't mind the pun, you know, that once you get into it, it's hard to get out of. But hard to extricate yourself from Bohr, I guess you could say. But it's really a fascinating topic, as you can hope everybody can see. So let's continue from what we were doing. What we did so far is we took a step back and analyzed a couple of the broader, I guess, phenomena connected with Bohr. particularly, again, the special role that it clearly has is the most mechudash, at least in the Havamina, and the other things that we discussed, Kilas Asiyaso and the Gemara Zand above. And again, we should add to that, we did add to that, that in the Torah itself, the Torah emphasizes ki yichra, ki yiftach, of course, the double lashon. That's part of the whole story of Einon Shemin Adin that we've discussed, the Rajba of Einon Shemin Adin, who highlights the factors of Bohr, all that we discussed. Light of Yerushalmi, ki yichra, ki yiftach, the two Bohrs. But it's also interesting to note that in the order, in the psukim, right, that Bohr is early on in the parsha. Right, and part of the question that Bali Tosas ask when they ask Tosas and Tosar ben Peretz and other Rishonim on the Besam and Aleph, and they talk about the Mishnah, you know, they ask, why Bohr isn't up front, maybe it should be the first, especially, if you don't count Keren in the Mishnah, which is one view in the Gemara, so we really should have started everything with Bohr, because that's the first of the Parshios. So again, that discussion itself is part of this question. In other words, why does the Torah intentionally hold back Bohr? Again, they ask the question, based on the Seder HaPsukim, and according to that, it would be the first in the Psukim. But they also ask it because, once you know Bohr, everything else becomes, so much easier to understand if you hold the Ma'atzat. But we were trying to explain my version of Lahagdil Torah Lahadira, is that not only are there echoes, but maybe we believe in different Mechayvim, and that's the reason we're holding it back. But again, part of this discussion, what comes first in Torah Shabbat and how that relates to the question of the Mishnah, is part of this story of how different Bohr is, not just how Mechudash it is within a Maskana that sees it as Mechudash within the conventional parameters of Mazik, but maybe that it's just completely, singular, and that, again, creating the Mazik or being Maksik the Mazik, is really the Mechayim. And in light of that, again, I'm going to repeat something I said already, but I think I made note of it. In the Rambam's, presentation, of course, as we've already discussed, so, Shor is very dominant in Hilchos Kemamon, and again, the Rambam's back and forth between general and then Shane and Regel and Karen, and it's all a mishmash for good reason, we tried to explain. But it's only the very end of Hilchos Kemamon, that we finally get to Bohr, Bohr and H. And it's interesting that in Mor Nebuchim, when the Rambam talks about Mazikim, he actually starts with Bohr and Esh. Well, those are the ones that he mentions, the most. So again, I think the reason that he, delays them as much as he does, never mind the question again, especially in light of the order of the Psukim and the question that the Rishonim have of Mishnayos. So the Rambam's decision to put it all in the end is a function of his view that all the shores are connected despite the differences, for sure. But also has to do with Bohr and Esh being, most unusual. But in Mor Nebuchim, for the same reason, I think when he was trying to explain there, not so much the idea of, Mamono Shehizik or extended Maisa Hezek or lack of Shmira. I think there he was going for, Nizke Mamon as a kind of Takala. And that's why I think Bohr and Esh are the ones that are more probably mentioned. I'm just speculating. But I think that is the case. Anyways, these are some of the issues that we discussed, and then we went on from there to discuss how this affects the question of tolda versus two avos, so the two opposite explanations of what two avos means, and then how to read the psukim. You know, are both of them in the pasuk? Are neither of them in the pasuk, and it's all just a svara? Is bor misa more in the pasuk, and let's say bor nezek more just implicit? That also might imply not only different chaloses, but you know, different mechayvim, or that bor misa is like the ultimate idea of yitziras hatakala, and maybe bor nezek is a little bit more, you know, of the conventional types. Again, you know, again, Tosa Rush critique of Rashi, and what the answer may be to that, or whether or not you go with the Yerushalmi, right? The difference between Korah and Poseach, but bor. Adam just brought to my attention that if you look at the Yerushalmi itself, there are two points in the Yerushalmi which we tried to link together. One is, you know, the Echad, the two bors, you know, and I was suggesting even that, you know, Korah and Kiyichre, in other words, and Kiyiftach might be different in this regard. It sounds an awful lot in the Yerushalmi, and people who like the idea that there are two chalos bors will particularly revel in the Yerushalmi. And then in addition to that, there's the other line in the Yerushalmi, which is that, you know, bor misa is potum mikalim and not bor nezek. So I was suggesting that that works very well, and that, again, maybe every, you know, maybe Tosra ben Peretz works based on Rashi, you know, to neutralize that in terms of the Bavli and to kind of still keep it alive in some respect. But Adam was just bringing to my attention that if you look at the language of the Yerushalmi, we also noted that the Yerushalmi has an opposite view. Right? It's Echad, you know, bor, Echad lebor misa and Echad bor zikin. Or the other view, which is that kulam mipasuk Echad nemra. So he was just pointing out, do you have language? That if you just read straight the language of the Yerushalmi, it sounds a little bit like the Chiddush of distinguishing bor mazik and bor misa legabe kalim is actually more a function of the second view, but it's learned out from the same pasuk than the first view. The Rajba, you know, who quotes both of these things, you know, clearly, and Tosfos ben Peretz, I should add, you know, clearly don't, and I should, right, I didn't add that to you, but Rajba certainly sounds that way, and Tosfos ben Peretz probably has to hold that way, because Tosfos ben Peretz is troubled by that part of it and tries to neutralize it after embracing not the second view, but the first view. And of course, Misvara, the idea that, you know, two chalos bors and the nafkamina of kalim, you know, just works much better. But either way, you'll have to check a little better in terms of the Lashonos of the Yerushalmi, just to check. But for Tosfos ben Peretz and the Rajba, it definitely sounds that they are linking maybe to both deos, but certainly to the first dea as well. And of course, just to add what we had already mentioned also, but just to use the language inside right now, and we're going to need it again later, and that is that this idea of two you know, bors and two avs being, you know, taken seriously is something that the Rajba in particular, and we'll see, I think it's Lushitaso, both of Beis Amid Beis and of Nanalith, particularly emphasizes. Right? Kashali so, kivin de bortisha ein el nezikin, v'afila meizbo potor, nema asara av v'tisha tolda. Again, it's also interesting that the Rajba, you know, sees av and tolda as gradations here. For him, right, av and tolda are gradations. So if meis's chayiv in one and potter in the other, you know, that's a gradation. But that might have been a gradation. Why not call it an av and a tolda? But the answer, belesa, the bor asara bor tisha harehein kekeren, we already mentioned this, it's a chiddush in keren too, but I just wanted to add one ha'ara in it, shahambu edes mishalim nezek shalim v'tama ein mishalim elechatzi nezek. Lefisha kol echad mehen av bifnei atzma. Again, the pashtos, those aren't two avos, those are just, you know, two stages in the Av. And maybe the Mabar from one to the other is part of what even makes it the Av. Right. We discussed this already. So it's a Chiddush and Keret. But by the way, he then adds a line, he says, the Avagav, the Tam Einu Mishalim Inu Aliyah, right, lo Kari Le Tolda. So he thought that the fact that Tam is not Mishalem min Aliyah, only Migufo, is more of a reason to consider it a Tolda, Lishitaso, because he's thinking that any kind of inferior, you know, consequence, you know, shows a lower level in the hierarchy, you know, which in turn justifies Av and Tolda, more intense, less intense. So you might think that Aliyah and Migufo, you know, is an example of that, just like we would have thought that Misa versus Nezek would be an example of that. But I would have thought the exact opposite. In other words, that Karen Tam is Migufo, it's not less and more, because that, even more maybe than the Muad, is a din, right, in the animal itself. Right? And therefore, because the Bilam is less warned, has less fee of Shmira, etc. So that's why it's Migufa, as we've discussed. It isn't just a Kula, which is the way some people see it, the way he sees it. Palganizka, you know, Knasa, and it's a Kula. Again, the Rajba holds, like Rebbeinu Tam, in Palganizka, you know, Knasa, that it's really, you know, Pater Legamri, in a way. Maybe it's a Shitasa. But the other way to look at it is that Palganizka Knasa, and Dafka saying it's two Avos, I think it works beautifully this way, is just different. Or the emphasis on the Mechayev is different. And that actually is reinforced by the difference between Migufo and Min Aliyah. And they says, Ve'ena doma lechatzi nezek tsroros de karina le tolda, that we'll have to discuss much more, right, what is the status of chatzi nezek tsroros, but that's called a tolda. The hasam bein nezek shalem bein chatzi nezek kulo meregel achasei. Right, that he thinks is, you know, like, again, just levels. You know, it's the same. You kick this, and then you... One could have said that Tsroros is just not a direct active Hezek at all. One is a mice of Behemto, and the other is, you know, the Koach of Behema. Or maybe it's a Dabardan Shanasa Mimela, you know, because of what the Behema did originally. Again, all these things are very fluid, is what I'm trying to say. And the Rajba is taking stands on them because of his perspective on Avin Tolda. Avakan base karno sein, lo reze ke reze. Wow. Right? But again, because one is chayiv legamri, the other is plato legamri, maybe that's part of his thing. I don't think you need that. I think even if chatzi nezek, you know, is within the spectrum, even according to Knas, of some sort of a chiyuv, like the Raibid and the Rambam, things we were discussing, certainly some of the other Rishon, Rabbi Yeshaya, Gilyon, v'chein adin b'bor asara bar tisha. But at the end of the day, his formulation that Bor Asar and Bar Tisha are like his exaggerated view of Karen Tam and Karen Muad, again, aside from the interesting things about Tsroros and Karen Tam and Karen Muad, established very clearly that the Rajba thinks that we're dealing with two Chalos Bors. And that's going to be important. We're going to see that he echoes that on Nun Aleph from Nun Aleph. We're going to get that in a couple of minutes in his formulation. And it just works very well with what he's saying on Nun Aleph, which is very, very mechudash, but it's the most important shita, as we'll see, that highlights, you know, pretty much the mahalach that we have been developing, not just for the Rajba, but, you know, for others as well. Okay, so from then we went on to discuss the drashos. Again, how much avos toldos and what two avos mean. What about the drashos, the different levels in the drashos? And then the question of kedei lahamis. I mean, why? What happens if an animal clearly seems to die, you know, from falling into a lesser pit? Is that just, you know, mazalo or ashgacha or some other, you know, injury? So it isn't really, you know, misa al yidei habor. Right? Or the second view of Rashi and the view of some of the other Rishonim would say this explicitly. Or is it more a Gzeres HaKasuv? And I was suggesting that the way that Gzeres HaKasuv works is that you don't assess what happened. You always assess in advance whether this is the kind of takala, you know, that's a takala for this particular hazard or this particular peril. And if that's the case, then it's understandable why you don't really care, you know, in the end of the day what happened, right? You care about the low plug category of the type of takala that it is. Yeah. Asher? Yeah.
But maybe Rubinsky is not necessarily arguing. Maybe he's just pointing out that even though you learn out both types of bor from one mikra, meaning one pasuk, just two words in the same pasuk, nevertheless, you have this strange chiluk without it being a caleb.
I mean, even though, I mean, it's like what we were saying about Shein Varego. It doesn't have to be that if you learn. I was using Rabbi Yitzchak to contrast to Ki Yichra Ki Yiftach, Bor Bor, and saying, no, so this is the other view, maybe even a stronger formulation of the other view, namely that the distance between Nezek and Misa is an application issue, just how deep is the Bor, you know, etc. Either on a Maisa Hezek level or on a, you know, Tziras HaMazik, Takala level. And you're saying, no, maybe the real point and the real reason that, you know, we make the distinction of Kalim in the Bor Misa and Bor Takala, even for Rabbi Yitzchak, maybe not only for Rabbi Yitzchak, is because although you learn it from the same Pasuk, he also thinks Artur B'chayim. That's what you want to say.
Right. I mean, maybe he doesn't disagree at all in terms of...
Yeah, that could be. 100%. That could very well... that could very, very well be. Again, another way to explain it would be if you wanted to go... The opposite way to explain it would be, you know, like Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, right? In the name of Rashi, right? According to that other Rashi. Namely, that when it comes to Kalim, you know, everything is, you know, is you know, all Nezek is Misa. That's how the Babli, you know, kind of works. So, if we don't hold that exactly, so... You know, there could be a difference between Kalim and, I mean, that background. There could be a difference between, you know, Mazik and Misa, but it could be for technical reasons as well. I just like it much more in terms of the Takala and the expectation that this imperils that. And it doesn't imperil Kalim, although 50% or 80%, I don't really care if it's 90%, it doesn't matter to me. But it's never a peril for Kalim, although Kalim will end up being the victims. So I hear it could very well be, but either way, it's a good har. Anyways, kedei lahamis is certainly a very important issue and principle as well. Regarding kedei lahamis, I just wanted to add one thing, and that is the view of the Rambam, which is somewhat controversial. So, what is the view of the Rambam on the din of kedei lahamis? And then, of course, we're going to get to the real other. Action of Kedei Lahamis. Did I bring the Rambam?
No.
I forgot to bring the Rambam. Oh. Okay. The Rambam was at Perek Yud Beis, right? So the Rambam in Halacha Yud, Echad HaChofer Bor, Oshiach HaMa'ara, Ocharitz, V'lamen Emer Bor, Chiebo Kedei Lahamis. The Kama Kedei Lahamis, Omek Asor Tzvach. Ibn Ma'i Pachetz Me'asor, Benafal, Letoch HaShor, Oshar, Behem HaChayev, Ofu Meis, Potver. Bim Husku, Chayev Balat HaKola, Nezek Shalim. Okay, so here, the Rambam doesn't really take a stand one way or another. This is the first time that he, sounds like this is just part of the definition of Bor, right? Hesav Kedei Lahamis, Achiyabo Kedei Lahamis. The din of the board is what it sounds like in the Mishnah, essentially. The problem is that in Halacha Tesvav, when the Ram talks about the case of the tail, so he says, Asa tail gavoa b'rishus harabim v'nech b'tavo behema umesa, this is based on the Gemara, which we're going to get to in a second, im haya gavoa asara tvachim chayiv l'shalim v'imai pachas me'asara potor al misa sa behema avalim huska b'lvad chayiv l'shalik nezek shalim. Vafila betel gavoa kol shehu, o bechafira kol shehu, shanezek bekol shehu, davar matsui viyadua. The ein hamisa bekol shehu mitsuya, v'harehu kimo ones. Right. So, this phrase harehu kimo ones attracted a lot of discussion in the mefarshei Haramba. And I think that there are basically, I mean, several ways to look at it. One way, if you take it literally and you say that Areza Ones, Shazek Kemo, he says, Ones, Nipnesha Derech HaBehem, I'm sorry, and later on he also says Kemo, that's all the design, I'm going to leave that for now. But Enamisa B'kol Shu Mitzuya, Vareu Kemo Ones, the next halachi has it as well. So it's Kemo Ones, but it also says Ones. If by Ones you mean like a ptur onus, right? I'll just say that onus or onus. I should say onus better. I don't know if the diktuk diuk is, you know, correct or not. You know, so basically it sounds like a ptur shmira. In other words, you're chayiv on a boar because of shmira or chosar shmira, pshia, whatever it is. You created the boar, you know, and therefore you're obligated to protect the rest of the world from the boar, right? And you, you know, fell down on that job. But you're not supposed to be protecting, you know, against Misa in a small boar. So that's on us. Which basically means that there's no difference between a boar mazik and a legabi de salacha. A bor misa and a bor nezek, the difference is in the shmira. And that's certainly how some achronim understood it. It would be, I guess, the parallel, right, of the second daya of Rashi, and those Rishonim who are like it, but with a twist. In other words, instead of saying the, you know, if you don't like the idea of, you know, kedei lahamis, you know, or kedei ritzichal, which is a maybe a din dafka and ritzichas adam. In other words, as we were discussing, right, there are two ways to understand the requirement of kedei lahamis. Right, one is that it's a formality, and then it's you know, it's a little bit mechudash. Certainly not so obvious when you say that that this applies in bisas behema, right? Because in the end of the day, we're not denying that the fall, you know, caused that it was mamis. We're just saying it was mamis, but it isn't rotzeach, to use, you know, terminology that we use about people, you know, being mechayvim shum rotzeach. It's a little mechudash to say that about animals. Okay. That's one way to look at it. Or that, you know, it's a kind of mazalo goreim. There was, you know, kind of hashgacha involved. The animal's really weak. You know, you just blow him over with a, you know, like a feather. You know, he's going to die. After all, he fell into this 9.999, you know, tefach pit that he died. Like, how ridiculous is that? If it had been 10, tefach, you know, mela, but come on. So he was like a walking, you know, he was like a walking time bomb anyway. You know, he was going to die soon. Like a practically, you know, a walking trefa. Right. So that's one way to explain, but there's no fundamental difference, chalos of a boar, you know, of this boar, that boar, you know, in terms of the way that the chiyuv really works. So then the Rambam would be saying something, you know, kind of similar to that. But he's not saying, you know, that there's a din of kedei, you know, lahamiso, you know, for animals. And he's also not saying that, you know, that there's a kind of mazolo gorem or a, you know, like, you know, a health profile implication, you know, for the animal that gets you off the hook. He's not saying any of that. What he's saying is, listen, so why are you chayiv? Not just for what happened, but for your, you know, negligence, you know, in not preventing what happened. That's the real mechayiv, right? Maybe more in boar than in other things, right? Maybe in shore you can say, you know, that it's mamono shehizik. Maybe dafkin boar it's the shmira. Right? Who knows? So the answer is ones, right? It's not, you know, we're not going to take it from your bank account. Did the boar kill him? Yes. Was he, like, you know, omate to die anyway, or does that even matter if he was weak? No. But in the end of the day, the more, whatever the more conventional explanation of mazik of boar, right, there's a ptur ones. That's one way, I think, to read the Rambam. I personally don't like it, not just because he doesn't say onus, he says ones, but because I think he contrasts it, you know, to matsui, in the sense of b'kol davar shehu matsui v'yadua, right? Ein misa b'kol shehu mitsuya v'hareu kemo ones. I think that he means ones here, like a, you know, like in Shoah, right? When a person is a shomer and he's not a shoel, you know, shoel is chayiv because, you know, kol ano, you know, shalom. Let's say shomer chinam and a shomer sachar patur midin ones. So that's a patur. I mean, they should be chayiv and they're patur. It just basically means, you know, that there's no basis to be mechayiv them. There's no choser shmira, but there's also just no, an ones is not a We'll take it away from the Shomer because we'll get to that. We'll get to Pekir Avosha. What I mean to say is that this is an onus. It's not a misa. The animal died, but it's not a takala shel misa, is what I'm trying to say. What I was saying the other day. When you define a takala, right, it's defined by what is mitzupe and matsui and yadua that this pit would do. And anything that is less than that, right, is an onus, not a takala. Legabe, the mechai, yeah.
This is interesting, like the Rambam's overall presentation before.
Yeah.
He starts off by just saying, like, this sound in that, ah, over borber shesar abim, and the animal dies, you're going to be tied, and he only gets to these like, hilukin about the height a lot later in the parak, meaning halacha yod and halacha tesva,
because it's also borbazik.
Yeah, meaning, but I think it's also like, I think the overall presentation, even when he discusses these, is that it's just like one.
Oh yeah, I don't think, let me make that clear also, I don't think that the Rambam necessarily holds that a bor shel misa is fundamentally different than a bor shel matzah. I just think that he thinks both of them
are
based on tzira samatz. Exactly. Yeah, as opposed to saying, now again, you could have said, oh, there are two chaloses. I don't see that so much in the Rambam. And on the contrary, in the Rambam, to me, this halacha, you're saying it in general.
Yeah, because
otherwise he should have started off, there are two bors.
Because
there are like two avs. 100%. So I also thought just this halacha tezvav itself, this gives the impression that, you know, shanezek b'kol shu davar matzav yadua, right, v'ein amisa b'kol shu mitzuyav areyu kemo'ones. And by saying it's a, I think what the impression that you get is that qualitatively they work the same way. But because it's Yetziras HaTakala, what I'm trying to say is, you still end up with a qualitative discrepancy in terms of, you know, predicting, I guess, you know, what this is a Takala for.
Yeah.
Right. So that, I agree with you 100%. That as opposed to, let's say, another way to look at things, maybe the Yerushalmi, maybe others, and that is that Bor Misa, Bor Mazik, you know, are fundamentally different. One is Yetziras HaMazik, and the other one is more of a conventional hazard.
Yeah, I'm saying the only problem with that is then when you start, when you come up with the right and Allah has Zayin about the case of a behima, Pikeah, but the Rambam thinks you're going to be Chayah there, even though for Misa you're going to be Pater.
Right.
I mean, that works a lot better if you assume that Bor, like a Bor Ahad, a Bor Mizik is different from a Bor Misa.
Right. But I think, again, that is explained by this. By the predictiveness of the
even though you're dealing with same type of case, it's still a 20 tebach pin in that case.
Right.
Right.
Okay. So we'll talk about it. Good. So anyway, that is in terms of the Rambam. That's a little bit of a different. Either way, the point is that kedei lahamis, generally speaking, is understood either, you know, in more. Either legal or pragmatic terms. Pragmatic terms meaning, you know, the boar didn't do it. The legal terms, the boar, you know, doesn't, al pidin, have the stature to do it. You know, again, those two I think are also very different. Or a third possibility is there's no mechayev of choser shmira. Again, the problem with that, by the way, just in addition, is that even if you believe that a boar, that the mechayiv is the choser shmira. It's a little funny, you know, to say that there's a patur onus, right, you know, after the fact. Because, I mean, the real idea of shmira, not shmira, is to make sure that the animal doesn't, because you don't know what happened. For all you know, in terms of mazik, you know, and especially if what Arya is saying is correct, which I happen to agree with, and that is that mostly the Rambam seems not to think that there are two boars. He never formulates two boars. This whole Gemara doesn't get, again, the Rajba loves it. You know, the Rambam is, he's just not into it. So, in a way, right, and even if there was, I mean, a boar misa can also be mazik. So when you let this animal, you know, walk into your boar, what do you mean? So he died, you know, it was a little mishuna that he died as opposed to being damaged. So that means that there's no, that there's a ptur anus in the shmira. Like, it's strange. And what about, like, tchiloso bipshia v'sofo ba'ones, which would kind of an issue anyway to talk about. Is there tchiloso bipshia v'sofo ba'ones from a bor mazik to a bor misa? Seems like not. Right? Now, again, if there are two avos, like you were talking about in Shein v'regel, right? So then that makes a lot of sense. You know, that's what a lot of Rishonim say. You have to draw the line in Tchasim Shiv, Sofa Ba'ones, you know, in that way. But if you're talking about Ptur Ones, you know, and it's one shame, it's a little hard to explain that. Right? What happened to Tchasim Shiv, Sofa Ba'ones? And why isn't it Tchoser Shmir? Just because the animal happened to die and not just get, you know, severely, you know, damaged, crippled. It's a strange idea a little bit. But if what we mean by the Rambam is, you're not chai for the misa because it's not something that's yadua umbatsui, and therefore it's not a takala for that. And that's what the b'chayiv is. Then of course there's no tchilas of b'shia v'sofa ba'onis. That's the whole point. It's not a takala for this. It's that tchilas of b'shia v'sofa ba'onis will apply in other mazikim, right? Because the maisa hezek or the shmira is the b'chayiv. But here, again, you need some sort of mamonacha, you know, shmirasa nalecha, otherwise you're not mitzuruf to the boar as a takala. But as a takala, you know, which merosh, you know, can accomplish certain things and not other things, there's no tchel sub shiv sof bonus, frankly. Okay. So we'll see the Rajma brings up tchel sub shiv sof bonus in a slightly different context. So that's why I think, for various reasons, that the Rambam's onus here is not midin ptur, but conventional, but that it's, again, it's a distinction between this and matsui. You know, this is an onus, it's something that happened. Okay, good. So, having said that, okay. So now, let us talk very quickly about the Gemara on Nun Omid Beis and Nun Aleph Omid Aleph. Okay. Yeah.
I also just thought that if it was just a pure adult,
yeah.
So it would be a little bit misleading for the Rambam to write.
It'll be a little
misleading if the Rambam just told you Shanezik the whole should be on the Masuri. Yeah, do have Inamisa the whole should. Because then you might say a boy that's whole should go, it's not Matsui. But something maybe which is bigger, it still could be Matsui, in which case Misa would be high for.
I didn't follow. Say again?
If we're really just talking about your like expectations about what happens and what doesn't happen for onus.
So right, typically, what I'm saying is onus isn't typically contrasted with matsui v'yadua. It's contrasted with pshia. Now, you could say, oh, matsui v'yadua dictates pshia. But I'm just saying an animal falls in a pit, you know, and it gets damaged, you know, so that's pshia, but then if it also dies, then it's not pshia. That's what I'm saying. Now, what are you saying?
I was just saying that the way the Rambam tells it to is that by a pit that's a kolshu, it's not matsui.
What is matsui? Isn't it?
There's a guy. No, it's
whatever. 1 second. I thought he says, 1 second. In Huska Bavad Chai, the Sham Nezek Shon, Afila Betel Gavo Kol Shehu, or Bekvir Kol Shehu, Shanezek Bekol Shehu, Dover Matzav Yadua. In Hamisa Bekol Shehu, Mitzuya, meaning it has to be 10. He said that already. Yimai Yapachos Me'asar. The Kol Shehu in Misa is anything less than 10. Okay. Yeah, I mean, that doesn't bother me. I'm just bothered by, it's not onus, it's ones, and it's contrast to matsui v'yadua. And from a ones of Shmira point of view, I just don't see why that's ones. Why doesn't Philosoph Shiva himself with the ones on the Mazik part, or even without that halacha? What? He's the Kol Shehu, he's saying, Nezek, any pit is a danger, the way I'm reading it, any pit is a peril for Nezek, even a pit Kol Shehu, but that's not true for Misa. So for Misa, unless you have the 10, that's the equivalent of Kol Shehu, and that's not a peril for Misa. But you could always, you know, twist your ankle, you know, and break your, leg, you know, the Kol Shehu. People do it all the time. Right? It's Matsui, and you'll do it. You skip a step, you know, you twist your ankle. Right? You tear your ligaments. You end up hobbling around for months. Yeah?
Wouldn't you have to say, you said there's two demons? Or, because, like, there are cases where you clearly did not create any nausea, like, you're Lokeach the Bor, or you received it as a.
Well, maybe that constitutes, then you're the Balabor.
You didn't
create a Mazik. I think that's a separate question in Bor, which I don't want to get into right now. Meaning whether or not the Yetziras HaBor is the Mechayev, or being the Balabor, you know, it makes you Mechayev. But either way, it's the Takala, it's being Mitzuraf to the Takala, either as its owner or as its creator, or you create it for yourself when you buy into it. That, as opposed to the nezek, or the lack of shmira, you know, per se, that I think is a separate question. Right, 100%. That gets on all those gemaras. Yeah. By the way, so that something else I wanted to mention because Shua asked me a question. Yeah. Well, first, Svi. Yeah. Go ahead.
I'm still a little confused why it's not festive for Shiv Sofonis. Like,
why it's what?
Why it's not festive for Shiva Sofonis? Why can you go across them and say it's also the Shia for nezek?
We don't.
We just don't say that? I guess not.
Like,
you can't.
I mean, so why not say Tzchilas Tzchilasu B'Pshia for Nezek? And therefore, even though Sofa Bonus would be high. I'm asking a question. I'm saying. I'm saying that in where you have a Maisa Hezek and the Mechayiv is lack of Shmira, then I think that you. Part of the explanation of. I don't want to get into. The bigger topic of maybe we will later on in the second half of Tchilasav Shiva Sofa Bonus, question how that really works. The Mechayiv is Tchilasav B'Pshia, or your Chayiv for the Ones given Tchilasav B'Pshia. Right? But either way, you know, part of that story may be what I was. It might just be the same of the other point that I mentioned before, which is what do you mean there's no Choser Shmira and it's an Ones? There's an open pit. You know, so the animal, like he's watching the animal, you know, or he watches the video, you know, reconstruction, until he knows the animal dies, like the animal slow motion, you know, falling into the pit, you know, like, oh, that had nothing to do with me. He's lucky the animal died, so, well, we'll discuss in a second whether he should be chayiv for nezek when the animal dies, but, you know, the animal's died, and therefore he's off the hook, so that makes him an onus. He's an onus legabe. That's what I mean by tchil, in a way, so whether you want to call that a separate din of tchilasa b'pshia legabe, you know, Mazik and Sofa Baonis, you know, Legabe Misa. Again, if there were two boars and there are two avos, then that might be the answer to that question. But partly, that question is, you know, how much of a continuum there is. I'm just saying, just because of Le'inyan Misa, there, you know, it's onus doesn't mean that it wasn't Tchilasa B'Pshia, a lack of Shmira. That's all I'm saying.
You mean within Rabbi's explanation that. You know, if your boar is a certain kind of boar, and it's only
right. So then there's no continuity, maybe.
Certain kinds of damages.
Right. This takala, legabe misa, this is not a takala. That's not tchilas of shia. You know, you don't say tchilas of shia at all, maybe in boar. Maybe only say it in, you know, in active hezek, or shmira, or choser shmira type hezeks.
Why wouldn't there still be a problem that tchilas of shia would apply to takalas which are not relevant to this? To damages are not relevant to this kind of takala.
No, I'm saying that the whole concept of bor, the mechayev of bor, may be completely immune to tchilas b'pshia. Maybe. That's a further statement I'm making. But yeah. I'm saying that you, because it's all about whether this is a takala legabe that result to begin with. And if the answer is no, then the answer then it's no. As opposed to the way Tchilas HaPshiyah usually works, which is, okay, the onus, basov, but what are you going to say about the beginning of the process? There's no beginning of the process here. There's no process.
But the beginning of the process started.
The process was Yetziras HaTakala. I'm saying the process wasn't when the animal, you know, walked into the pit, or the pit was left open and the animal walked in. The mechayev is building the pit, or owning the pit, or receiving the pit, you know, and keeping it as a takala. That's what it is. That's what you're chayev for. If nothing happens, you're not going to pay. That's what I mentioned the other day. That's true. That's the quirk, you know, or that's the chiddush, you know, of bor. You're only chayev if something happens, but you're chayev not for what happens. You're chayev for the takala, you know, that, you know, now you start adding up, you know, the price of your takala. But you're not chayev for the maisa. When you have chiyuv for the ma'isa, you could say, "Oh, the first stage of the ma'isa," but it all began tchilaso b'pshiyuv and so forth. There's a process. So stage one or phase one, you know, was one thing, and phase two was something else. There's no phase one and there's no phase two. It's just yitzira. That's what I'm suggesting. Right, I understand that it's okay. So yeah. So let's have somebody Yitzi. You want to read for us? Just the starting on Nun Amud Beis. Let's just go through this Shaka B'Tarya quickly. Achofar Babrishus, let's read this Amud first. Achofar Babrishus Arabim.
Achofar Babrishus Arabim, Nachal Sofa Shor Hamor. Kayev. Achad Achofar Bor Hatsiyah Hamara, Haritim Aitim, Kayev.
Okay, we already discussed the Tosis, which was very important too, right? Was it really a Habamina that these other things would be Pater Lagamri and it's only a Bor, even though they're Kedei Lahamis? Right? And then the opposite Habamina, right? Things that are lav kedei lahamis and you'll still be chayim. So I just think that both of those habaminas, not impossible to understand, because either way, even if we conventionalize bor, as we said, it's still passive. There's still chidushim in bor. It's still passive, it's still without bailus in the normal sense. 100%. You could still get out of almost anything. But all I'm saying is, the more you think of bor as a takala, the less, just like tchazam siv sofabon, the less it has to conform and cohere with all those, you know, other rules. So there might be chumras and there might be kulas, because you're not chayiv for the misa and the nezek per se. You are. I mean, those are the price of owning or creating that takala, right? So sometimes it's not kedei lahamis, but you still shouldn't have had the takala, and this is a kind of a, you know, far consequence. Or sometimes it is kedei lahamis, but it's still not connected sufficiently to yitziras ha-takala or bailus ha-takala. Right? I'm going to say yitziras, even though, but 100%. It depends on those other circuits. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah. Okay, so that's of course the big issue, and that's what we've been discussing. You know, is that a technicality? You know, what kind of halacha is that? Are there two bores, etc., etc.? Okay, so then the Gemara has the. I'm not going to discuss. You know, let's just go quickly. I'm not going to discuss havala, which is a fascinating and really difficult, you know, thing. I guess the asphyxiation. You know, the air quality in the bore. At some point we'll talk about it. But let's just go through quickly. I really do want to speak about for a minute about Karka Olam and Chabata, though. Go ahead. Amarab? That's an unbelievable Kiddush, right? Okay, it's the environment in the bore, not the actual. Okay. Alma Kasavar. Go ahead.
Alma Kasavar, Chabata Karka Olam.
Oh, in Tomar. Yes, that's strange. So first the ha'ara that Shua brought to my attention yesterday. Go ahead, Shua.
Yeah,
about
so
Rav.
It seems just like at the surface it's ironic that Rav and the other Machlokas of Shua earlier in the Misaf
things. Which was a bailus
for when you're mad through the board. But here he says that you're only chayav for Havala, because Havala is going to be Karka Olam.
Yeah.
Many of you show him and explain, you know, being Yohannes on the sheet of Gubatas is a really good line. where he says that, because Rav Dafka means, he says, that the Rav Sabra, the Divorce, yet will buy when the Rav Kosu.
Yeah, that's really Rashi and Chavches. Says that, right? Yeah. Rashi and Chavches says that. So that's the Shua was just pointing out. That's an interesting irony, which I think it is. However, I think that according to what I'm trying to suggest in the bigger picture, if you want to just, you know, take a step away from that Rashi and Chavches and Rabbeinu Yonasan and so on, who are implicitly quoting it. If you think that Karka Olam is a Bailus question, so then that is a very good, you know, or that's an interesting conundrum, correct? But maybe the idea of Karka Olam Izikaso is a special din in Takala. Meaning, what constitutes a Takala? And if something is part of the landscape, because it's Karka Olam, it's not just that you don't own it, it's not Hefker, right? It's that, you know, no one owns it, it's part of the landscape. That's not a Takala. It'll cause damage when you splatter against it, right? The answer is that, that's Rav's Chiddush. Again, we don't paskin that way, but mostly paskin like Shmuel. I shouldn't say we don't. The Rif paskins like Rav. We paskin, the Rama paskins like Shmuel. Most people paskin like Shmuel. So we do believe in Chabata. But again, Rav will believe in Chabata too, if it's Chabata, really, that is Didei. But maybe Karka Olam doesn't have to be equated with Bailus. It's a din in Takala, in Mazik. Okay.
Rashi says the Rav is the Shitaso.
What?
Rashi says the Rav is the Shitaso. He doesn't think the two are connected together.
Rashi says that's a pshat in Chabata, that you need.
Rav Tame. I'm going to come on board Shechai Rabat Torah Abba Chabata.
Yeah.
Meaning that it's Rashi thinks it fits together with Rav Shitas.
As a fit with the. I thought Rav holds that whenever there is Bailus, right, that's not Bor.
Right, but Rashi, he thinks that Rav fits together.
Yeah, so it's a question, what does he mean by that?
Right.
Okay, well, we'll talk about, when we talk more about Havala and Chabalah, Chabata and Havala, I want to talk about Nefastinuk also, and the Ramon's view on it, but, you know, we'll talk more. I'm just saying, Karka Olam doesn't have to mean what Rashi says. You were just quoting the Rashi, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
He says, Karka Olam is a Sheim of Bailin. Karka Sheim of
Bailin. Sheim of Bailin.
Right. Discuss with him. What does that? Grandma Ba'alma Ababai. Rav Ta'amei, Da'am of the Kaman, Borshachai Ba'alakto, Rav Avo, Rav Avo. And later he quotes Rav Shita, that the Hikra Rishus of Vodu, Rav Dechai Vaso.
Right.
As if like all everything fits together.
Right. So that's tough. There's a lot of discussion to figure. That's kind of what she was asking. Okay. So I'm suggesting a different pshat in Karka Olam also, in light of it, if you hold this perspective. Keep going. Yeah. By the way, there's a Tosis on the spot. I didn't ask you to look at it particularly, but if anybody did. So again, there's another issue that Tosis asks at one point, just to throw it out, because I don't know when we'll get back to it. Vein lahakshos, the lechayiv balabor, let's say you have a case where the balabor only did dug half, right? So, ein lahakshos, the lechayiv balabor, achetzi, she'asa chatzi atakala, ubekol nami lechayiv damukil akarab nasan, dechilek lishtoma maim mishtalma mihai. So let's say somebody built half the bore, right? Maybe should be chayiv chatzi nezek. Or if you hold like Rabbi Nasan, right, then he might even get the full bill to pay. Wouldn't that be great? Right? Send him the full bill. Likely shtalim b'mayim, mishtalim if he's the only guy who solved it. So if you remember earlier in the year when we were talking about it's worth repeating again. I was talking about the possibility of different mechayvim for the Avos Nezikin. Right, so one of the things that, you know, there are all sorts of nafkaminas, we know, the different paturim, how characteristic they are, you need bilus or you really don't, the level of shmira, all sorts of potential nafkamina, right? One of them I mentioned was, what happens when you have, you know, mazikim who are mishtatef in a nezek, right? And this, as I said then, can take two forms. Number one, internally, like two Karens, two Shanes, two Regels, two Aishes, two Boars, two Automamaziks. That's one scenario. The other one is between, you know, Nezikin. Like, let's say you have, you know, Karen and Shane, or Karen and Boar, or Aish and Boar, or Boar and Automamazik. Right? So there can be two different scenarios, an internal and an external one, where we assess, you know, shutfis the hezek. And part of that is the story of Rav Nosson. You know, namely, when do you say, yilekeh lishtalume mehai, mishtalme mehai? Now, it's not only the possibility of, you know, partnership in mazik internally or you know, inter, you know, mazik, but also the question of you know, paying the full bill if you're the one who has the wherewithal. Oh. So we should always be on the lookout, you know, for that. You know, when, you know, is there shutfus and when not? Again, we know a little bit that Gemara here is going to discuss about shutfus bor, right? Bor shel shnei shutfin, and the Gemara is going to talk about, you know, again, that's going to be our next topic, being mashlim. You know, you know, from, you know, deepening the pit, you know, pushing the pit to different, you know, categories or levels, right? You know, from ches to tes, from tes to yud, from yud to yud aleph, from yud to kaf, you know, all those kind of things. So we have to be on the lookout for that. Anyway, the Bali Tosas take the view here about this is chati takala. You might also just differentiate between two shutfim who do the same thing, who do the whole thing. Each one does what could be the whole thing, and each one does half, right? So here, it's Yishlomar de Kesavar Shmuel she'ein l'chai balabor li'olam afil Rav Nosson ela kish'asa kol ha'takala oz yishchai balabor kish'nechbat afil nechbat b'karka olam o kish'asa hezek afil kish'asa takala. That also might be too dinim. Avo b'chatzi takala lo yishchai bor. So that's just an interesting process. In other Rishonim, some of them don't hold this way. Is there a difference between bor, right, and other mazikim, right, when it comes to the question of, you know, chatzi? Maybe chatzi takala, again, if takala is, you know, a, you know, kind of a mechudash tchilas maisa hezek, you know, then, or something more conventional, then it's not at all obvious, you know, that you shouldn't apply Rav Nosson or shouldn't apply this paradigm. But if we're talking about, you know, being a bala takala or a yotzara takala, maybe chatzi takala, lo shma takala. Right? So that's another thing to look at in this and other sugyas. Okay, let's continue. Yeah. Okay. So, again, the whole question of Havala, I don't want to get into right now. But again, in light of everything that we've been saying, we should at least think of the possibility. Again, there are two ways, again, that you can look at Havala. Havala is a really strange thing, right? One way is it's a strange thing, but it exists. And it exists as a mazik. And, you know, we just have to adjust ourselves to, you know, to accepting that and, you know, to reconstructing it backwards. And then these Gemaras, you know, which seem to be discussing the possibility, you know, that, you know, there might be a difference in the Havala level, you know, for, we'll soon see, Misa and the Zikin, or, you know, Bor, Shichin, Ma'aros, Ne'itzin, you know, etc. Like, you know, what's your Havala threshold, you know, and so on. And all that just has to be, again, this whole air quality thing, or suffocation, or you know, the sense of whatever, you know, the anxiety associated with Havala. Apparently, is a much more powerful thing than, you know, than we would have thought. The other possibility is, which still needs to credit Havala as being, you know, a toxic and potentially dangerous situation. But if you want to put a heavy emphasis on Havala, and then especially you want to consider, like, you know, where you draw the line, you know, in Havala, you know, might just be that, again, the Mechayev and Bor is creating a certain kind of a takala. Now, again, if it wasn't a takala, because karka olam doesn't count, let's say, according to Rav, and, you know, Havala is nothing, you know, then it wouldn't be a takala. That's clear. But all I'm saying is, does each case of Bor require us to think that the Havala, you know, is what caused, you know, the problem completely? All right? Or is it enough to say that this is a takala, you know, and therefore if there's a misa that results, and in some case, it's almost, again, you know, it's the opposite problem of kedei, you know, lahamis. Like, there might be situations where it's clear to us that the animal died here, you know, and yet. And then there might be situations where it doesn't seem like it died from the havala, although maybe that contributed to it, you know, and yet. But the more you think that, you know, this is all about having this takala, you know, so then you're going to be mekel and you're going to be machmer accordingly. Okay, so these gemaras about havala really have to be looked at in a slightly different way. Okay, let's continue. Now comes the main part of our kedei lahamis issue. Go ahead. Tanan hayu chusim. So now the Gemara seems to be testing what? Whether or not there's chavata less than 10 tvachim. Correct? It's 8. Okay. So again, like, that's a practical question? Or it's like a low plug? What exactly is it? Okay, fine. Interesting argument. Sounds like Metzius, but obviously it isn't. Okay. So the Gemara says, lo. Okay. Yachi. Yeah. Okay, which again, you know, I'm not, you know, it could be that these are very clear air quality issues. On some level, it has to be. I'm just saying, are we really applying this in all cases fully to account for what happened to the animal, or this is part of the Hagdara, you know, of a Bor HaMemis, a Bor Katal, and a Bor Mazik? Okay, go ahead. Now comes the exciting part. Right? Ha'u Torah.
Torah denakol arisa de'loi shafei mare tarfei of Nachman.
Oh, so what happened? The shore fell into some sort of a, you know, water pit or whatever it is. Okay, that part doesn't concern us right now. And Rav Nachman, right, paskined that the animal's a trefa. Okay, so it's a Yoredeya question. Ah, I'm Rav Nachman.
Renachman, we shaka mara the high Torah cover the kimfa of Avo, Tana the Midrasha, Im Shatan Ashley, Shira, well, after the Torah, the Shava Kava Kavi.
So, what does that mean? Normally they say Ein Kemach Ein Torah, but here they're saying Ein Torah Ein Kemach, right? Like a total stira, right? Beis Medrash is the key to your financial well-being, right? Okay, good. Go ahead. By the way, there are plenty of forms for the smicha program. Yeah, go ahead. Because what? Because otherwise, how could it be that this animal, which fell less than 10 tefachim, right, is going to be a treifa? Correct? Because what? The thing was, how deep was the pit? 6 tefachim. Yeah? An amma. Right?
A spinion.
What's that?
I'm a spinion.
Yeah. Correct. Okay. So, yesh chavata b'pachas mi'asar. But what is the Gemara doing here? Basically, it's equating the status of Trefa and Yoredeya and the status of Chiyuv Tashlumin, right, for the Mazik of Bor. What do you think about that? Reasonable or not? On the surface. Tamua or reasonable?
Maybe,
I'm saying, but is it unreasonable?
Reasonable.
Right, it starts off questionable, like our antennae are already raised. What's Trefa have to do with this? Right? But it is reasonable because a common denominator, as Rashi points out, and other Rishonim as well, right, the common denominator is Trefa is, you know, like a walking dead. Correct? And the question is, can Chabata of this magnitude create death or not? So it sounds like a reasonable equation, but a questionable one as well. There's a glimmer of hope that, you know, something interesting may develop. Okay, go ahead. There's no Chabata less than 10. Oh, okay. Yihachi. Okay, exactly what we said before. Good. Esvei, go ahead. Yeah, this of course is like, again, not our topic right now, but normally we don't associate v'hafta l'yachu kamocha with bror lo misa yafa, right? Usually, number one, v'hafta l'yachu kamocha is reyacha b'torah b'netzvos. That's one issue. And secondly, usually we see it as far more spiritually ambitious than Bror Lo Misa Yafa. The Kiddush is that even Bror Lo Misa Yafa, right? Even though he's not Reyacha B'Torah Mitzvah, even then there's Dino V'Avta L'Reyacha Kamocha. But that's not for now. Okay, that's a Sanhedrin topic. Go ahead. Esvei. Ki Pala No Fail. Mimenu V'Lo B'Tocha. Go ahead. Is he? This is what talking about what? This pasuk?
Maka.
Yeah, I still owe a maka shir. Right? So what's the story with maka? You have to put a maka on your bias. Legagecha. Right? So you keep pola no fel mimenu v'lo b'tocho. Okay, so go ahead. I mean, what happened?
Fell
into the home, on the roof. The other way, the opposite of the usual thing. Didn't fall off the roof, he fell from the Rishus HaRabim onto the roof. So you're potter. Okay? Go ahead. Okay. By the way, that's very important. That's one of the things we have to talk about in the Armaka share when we get to it. I already mentioned it when we talked about it just a little bit in the beginning, and that is Maka is just the regular din of Takala, you know, and Nezek. Is it a din in Nezek? Is it a din in Takala, actually? But, or is it a din in Takala specifically in the bias? Because, again, your home architecturally should reflect some, you know, should be a more safe, you know, zone. It should be a Nezek safety zone, right? Moreover, maybe it's a reflection of your values, right? The architecture of your home, you know, is symptomatic of the values that you cherish. So it has to be a bias. That's what the Gemara says here, right? If it's less than Asara Tvachim, even though there's Chabata, this is a very important Gemara for that. There is Chabata for less than 10 Tvachim, so the danger is there. But since it doesn't have a Shein bias, right, there's no din of Maka. Okay. If you're talking about being responsible for the Nezek, or the Chiyuv Shmira, or not creating a Takala, right, one would have thought that what's important is the effect, right? But if it's a din in takalas habayis, the bias can't have a takala, right? Then there are certain requirements of the bias. Okay, continue. Okay. The chok migaboy. You mean you cut out, you carved into the thing, so you have 10 inside the house. Like you cut into the basement, right? Now we get to the main part. Go ahead.
Krisa Latora Baara Kamahabe Arba Arisa Didwi Kamahabe Shisa Ha Asara Shtaf Tikam Machabe Asara who become Machabe.
So what's he saying now? Originally we thought that the Pshat and Rav Nachman was Yesh Chabata, you know, even less than 10, and now we're being told that no, Ein Chabata Bapakos Miyud, correct? Or even according to the Mandamar, Ein Chabata Pachas Miyud. However, right, you don't need a pit of Yud either. It's enough that the fall, right, be from a height of Yud. That's essentially what we're being told. Okay. Keep going. So then the Gemara says what? Right, so the whole Mishnah should be in jeopardy. Okay, so this Shakam Tari, the Gemara, this in the end, this is very crucial for our whole topic, correct? So there are two ways. What's the simplest way that you would read this Gemara?
That you're
chai for boar, even if the boar is less than 10, as long as the fall is a fall of 10. That's the simplest way of the Gemara. I, the Mishnah. So what about the Mishnah? What do you do with the Mishnah? The Mishnah is talking about a gander. Okay. Good. And that's satisfying in the Mishnah or not? What? Yeah. You certainly would never get this from the Mishnah. The Mishnah sounds like it's really describing in a fundamental way and in an absolute way, a low plug way, the chiyuvim of boar. Okay? So basically you have a funny situation where the pashtus of the Gemara is one way and the pashtus of the Mishnah that it's explaining is totally the other way. Okay? Oh. And there are two ways So therefore, we need another way to read the Gemara, at least, possibly. So probably most Rishonim interpret the Gemara kipshuta, and they have to redefine the Mishnah. Correct? Now, if you hold that way, it doesn't necessarily, you know, undercut everything we've been saying. Right, but it certainly doesn't support it either. Right. What's the other way to read the Gemara? You always, the Mishnah is correct, and what the Mishnah sounds like is correct, namely, that the only way that you're chayav for bor is if the bor itself has kedei lahamis, has ten tefachim. I said, what's the Gemara talking about? The Gemara asked for the Mishnah, and the Gemara gave the answer that the Mishnah is talking about a ganzer. Right? Very hard to read the Gemara. Right? Unless you say a very lumdish pshat, I guess you would say. What would the pshat be? And who says it?
Rashba
says it. Right? Which is so inspiring. Right? So, is it a good shot?
I don't remember it exactly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really? I thought it would be unforgettable. Okay. But, I mean, how does he read it? I don't know. I don't remember. Okay, so it obviously wasn't such a... You didn't think it was such a great shot. Okay, Michael?
In Gondor Plex, they need... The case of Gondor Plex, they need a board to do it in all circumstances.
Yeah, we're going to read the Rashba inside in just a second, but the way the Rashba reads the Gemara does, the Gemara basically, this is just to highlight it, right, the Gemara, in it, you know, up till, when the Gemara says Rav Nachman, that's fine, because what's Rav Nachman talking about? Trefa, right? Rav Nachman's a Yoredeya halacha. So the Gemara says, even if you don't hold Yesh Chabata B'Pachos Miyud, right, if the boar doesn't have to be yud, the foal has to be yud, then there's kavata be yud. From a trefa's point of view, does it make a difference if the animal rolls into the thing and falls 10 or it falls standing up, you know, 4 and then 6 more? From a trefa point of view, in terms of the impact on the behemoth, right? Even if whatever chidushim, you know, the halacha has about, you know, medicine and you know, Havalah, right, and all those things. That's irrelevant here, right? In terms of making something, in terms of breaking your bones or your skull or your backbone or whatever it is that gets broken, we'll get to that in a second, right? There's no difference between falling, you know, 10 tefachim down in the pit, rolling 10 tefachim in the pit, or falling, I don't think so anyway, from a height. You know, I have to ask an orthopedic person. But as far as I know, there's no difference whatsoever in terms of the severity of the impact. Correct. So what the Gemara says about Rav Nachman in terms of trefus seems like it's very reasonable, unless there really is a difference, unless there's a difference between, you know, standing and falling, you know, and, you know, where your height, I guess, you know, and, you know, contributes to the, you know, to the impact, as opposed to, you know, a free fall of 10 tefachim. Put it this way. Once the Gemara says Rav Nachman, the Gemara is saying that Hilchos Trefos, this is enough. Now the question is, but the Gemara still wants to cling to the kesher with Nizkei Mamon, with Bor. So the way the Rashba reads the Gemara is, that's exactly what the Gemara's last line is telling you. Namely, Hilchos Trefos, this is, you're 100% right. But in Hilchos Bor, if we were interested in Kedei Lahamis, in terms of assigning blame, right, then it would be this, then the criterion for Trefos and for Nizkei Mamon would be the same. But in Nizkei Mamon, I'm adding to the Rashba, this is what I think he means. But in Nizkei Mamon, right, what we care about is not to reconstruct the misa of the behema machmas habor. We're not assigning blame. We're trying to define the nature of the threat that the boar or the nature of the takalas a bar? Right? Is it a bar katala or not? And the only thing that qualifies as a bar katala is maybe, again, did you have to say this? No, but this is the Gemara's conclusion, that a hagdara bar takala is not, you know, based on 80% of the cases or 90% of the cases. It's based on what 100% would kill. And that's only the full 10 tvachim because of igandari. Igandari is a way of maximizing what constitutes a bor shel katala, a chetza shel takala of bor shel katala. That's what the Rajba said. It's an amazing Rajba. Okay, let's read it inside very quickly, and then we'll go back and see that the others don't agree. And Kashali, go ahead. No, one second. Now, let's also remember that the Rajba was very enamored with Bor Shel Misa and Bor Shel Nan Mazik being two different avos, and comparing it to two Karens, right? And two Karens that have different mechaibim, not just an av and a tolda. So when we remember that, we can even appreciate better. There's one thing that he disagrees with me on, which we'll see in a second, which is fine. The Sisan di Gandur, do you have it? Yes, go ahead. Meaning the Mishnah is a disaster. Because the Mishnah shouldn't have been so uniform and unequivocal. And actually, the Mishnah is talking about a very minority. How many times does an animal fall in a pit because it rolls in? Right? 7%. Right? So the Mishnah is just, and also the Mishnah is written in such a strong, unequivocal, legal tone, right? It doesn't sound that way. Va'od.
Va'od, imkin afilu igander v'nachol esof shisha umis le'chayev. The Havlis does have shiru l'mahalach k'darko. So if onus igander over le'chayev.
Ah, so this is, you know, he is applying tchilas of shiru v'sof of ba'ones, right, to bore. Okay. I would have preferred that he didn't. But again, I don't have a problem with it. I mean, I was trying to explain, and that's what Steve was pressing me before, why I think Tchelas HaBshiva, Sof HaBa'onas, may not apply, you know, in Bor Nezek to Bor Misa. Okay? Or maybe not apply at all in all of Bor. The Rajba here is saying that in theory, Tchelas HaBshiva, Sof HaBa'onas would apply, but not between Bor Nezek and Bor Misa, but between two scenarios of Misa. In other words, if it's already a shame Bor, Lagabi Misa, in the case of the animal falling in, I'm sorry, the animal, you know, walking Kadarko and falling, then, you know, then, I'm sorry, yeah, right, then Huadin be, you know, be Gandari. It doesn't make a difference. Right. So that is within Bor Misa, number one. It's not the difference between Bor Nezek and Bor Misa. That he doesn't say. Why isn't the Rajba always troubled by that? I think because he holds that that Bor Misa and Bor Nezikin are two totally different chaloses. Right? And maybe also because he holds that Yitzir HaSatakala or Bala Takala is the Mechayev. But if you're talking about two scenarios of Bor Misa, one of Bigandari and one of... That's a different story. Or maybe, if it had been this other way, we wouldn't have been looking Bor Misa... And I'm saying something different now. If we had been taking the view, the pashtus of the Gemara, that, you know, in the case of, you know, Kresa and whatever, that you're chayef, maybe we would be taking the view that Bor is a more conventional mazik. Right? Maybe this is part of the deal. I don't think it has to be. But it certainly doesn't commit you the way that this Rajba commits you when we reject it. So I think the comment here of Tchelas HaBshiva Sof HaBa'ones is a very interesting one. I find it intriguing that he's not bothered by that Bor Nezek and Bor Misa. The answer I'm suggesting is because Lishitaso, Nezek, and Misa are different chaloses, A. B, if anything sealed that deal, it's going to be the pshat that he believes in here, not the one that he's asking from. Right? You with me? Okay, good. So let's continue. The ode. Where does it say bor bor? Yerushalmi. Right? So because the Rajma really liked that Yerushalmi. Who can blame him? Right? So, and again, Echol Lemisa Echol Nizokin, he's the guy, he's the one who says, you know, this isn't Av and Tolda, remember. This is like two Avs, and not just two Avs, but two Avs, two Chaloses. Right? Not two Avs less than Av and Tolda. Two Avs more than Av and Tolda. Okay? So it's like he's throwing it all in here. And remember, this is the Rajba who liked the idea that Einon Shem and Adin will apply only to Bor. Okay? V'yamrinan. Meaning different chalos. Okay? Now, it doesn't necessarily mean different b'chayiv. Maybe it's different, but it is a different Shem Takala. Right? Go ahead. Vim Isa.
Vim Isa Shal Nezikin, Vishal Misa, Akal Achad, Vishnacho Kedarko, Roshar, Mecher Shot of Akata, Nofen Hin Kedarkan, Darath Yulvan, Vodarath Vindar.
Oh, so again, what is whether or not our two Shem Ovos Bors have to do with this question? Right? The answer is, you know, if basically the difference between Mazik and Misa is Gedei Lahamis alone, and there aren't really different chaloses. There's no din of chalos bor lemisa. Then, you know, and Gedei Lahamis or the Shi or Yud as a chefza shel bor, you know, is not going to be a factor. So then, all we should care about is whether there's kabata 10 under 10 or more than 10. Okay. Go ahead. Nearly. Dilatashlumin, as opposed to what? Trefa, right? Veika Megander, the Ainbo Kade Lahamis, right? The Pachas Measara, right? Go ahead. Le'olam. That's the key emphasis, right? Kedei lahamis. Ba'pila b'megander. Why? What is it? Exerz the pasuv. The poor animal. He walked out and he got. Do we deny that he got killed by the boar by the fall? We're not denying that, presumably. Right. So, like, what's the problem? The answer is because there's a din in bor, it's a din in the shame bor, and the shame katala of bor, and bor mazik and bor misa are two different bors. Not necessarily two mechaibin, but two different chalosas. That's the Rajma. However, the Rishonim would clearly disagree. Probably most Rishonim disagree. Right? So there's a whole discussion regarding the Shita Sarif. The Rush Alatar quotes the Rif. Again, the Rif that we, as we have it, seems fine. It just pretty much quotes the Sugya. But the Rush apparently, and the Meiri, and the Ravid, in their version of the Rif, it seems like the Rif omitted, you know, the second half of the Gemara. They didn't have the answer of Ad Kreso is Arba, that whole business. So they have trouble with the Rush. So what does the Rush say about the Rif? You see it? Did I get it? I didn't sign it? I told you to look at the Ravid, though, right? In the Shidduch Gubat says? Sure? I told you to look at the Rajba. And what else? Not to the Mashlim things. I'm going to get that in a second. That was the Ra. No? The Rush. I didn't say Rush. Yeah, so what does the Rush say? In Simon Zion.
And I saw the one that she projected.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Similar to the Rajba in.
By Gander, they only Chayav. It says, they Gander, appears the type of core corridor located right ashore on the field on the stage in chief off.
Yeah, yeah, that's so also where the tour gets it from. We'll get that in a second. Okay, but the Rush on the in the back quotes in the name of the Rif. He says the Rif really paskins. There's a debate about how the Rif paskins. The Rif paskins at Yesh Chavata Pachos Miasar. Well, very interesting. Again, like I said about Habala, like I said about some of the other things. So there's really a machlokus and metzias about whether Yesh Chavata Pachos Miasar. Chavata Lamisa, meaning. That's really possible? Or is it, again, a legal question? Namely, you have the Rajba and the Rosh's Maskana, which is a tremendous kula, that you need a boar which is Mamis, even Beagandari, Leolam, Tamid, right? And where the boar itself is fully responsible, not the fall into the boar. I think it's both things in the Rajba and the Rosh. I think it's one or the other or both. Meaning, it's the Tmidius, it's the outside limit. It's not a killer boar if it's not always going to kill under these conditions. You could have said the opposite. Moreover, it's not the boar that's killing you. It's the fall precipitated by the boar that's killing you. But the boar isn't the killer. The takala isn't the killer. The takala, you know, just contributes to the death. But here, it's all the boar. The boar alone is kadeh lahamis. Even Bigandari would kill you. Right? Well, two different points, but they're related points. Yeah. So the Rush himself says, no, before we get to that. So I'm just trying to say, in the Gemara and in the Rush's understanding of the Rif, which is that the Rif really paskins like Rav, right? That Havala, unlike the Rambam, most Rishonim will paskin like Shmuel, that Havala and Chavata, correct? That's what the Rush says. And he says, Lishitaso. You know, he's the one in the Gemara with the Rav Nachman and all that. That's Aliba de Shmuel. But Aliba de Rav, Yesh Kavata, Pachos Miasara. Aye, so why are you not Chayiv B'Misa normally? Pachos Miasara? Because the Havala, you don't have the Havala there. And the Kavata is Karkaola. So Rav Lishitaso, the Rif Lishitaso, that he paskins like Rav. And then he leaves out the din of Tzir of Kresa, right? Because he doesn't need that whole thing. Oh. I'm just pointing out, though, that so according to the V'yesh Chavata Pachos Miasara Lahalacha, according to the Rush's reading, right? It'll have to be Karka. Let's say Bor Didei, Karka Didei, or the Gova, or whatever it is. Okay? So again, that's really Machlokas and Metzias, what's Kedei Lahamis? Or just Al Pidin, that's also, the Kula is also Midin, this Yisod. Hard to know. The Ravid disagrees with Rush in his understanding of the Rif. The Ravid in the Shittim Gubet says, Alatar, says, even according to the Rif, there's only Chabata. There's no Chavata Pachas Miyud. The Rif holds that Tzir of Kresa, you know, doesn't mention it. However, says the Ravid. Anybody have language of the Ravid? He doesn't hold like the Rosh's reading of the Rif. However, he says, when it comes to Trefas, this is important in disentangling these things. When it comes to trefos, even pachos miyud. Why?
Because like it messes up. Something might mess up.
Yeah, because it'll mess up the. That's what I meant. What I was alluding to before. Risuk. He said like this. Risuk evarim. I guess you know breaking every bone in your body, kind of a trefa. For that you require chavata asar. But the chashash that maybe your gulgoles or your you know it was a shever regel, what is it, lamala min arkuva or something like that, which makes you a trefa, that could be with less. Then the question is, and if we know that was the case, so would you also be chayav for misa? Because he really killed this animal? Because he made it a treifa? But that is not 100% clear in the Ravid, is it? I think some people understood the Ravid that you would be chayiv. So then there's no difference between treifa and this kemamon in the end of the day. In the language in the Shidduch Betzos, it sounds to me like there is still a small financial discrepancy. So what's the page number for this? 189, column 1? In the old ones, which is what I have here. Here. Harav Rabbi Yitzchak kifli dvarav bekan. This is what he writes. Shasasam kedav kedvarav Nachman harishonim v'yesh chevet b'pachas miyud v'tamo alav rabim v'chazru cholkim alav v'kimat shechashvu shogeh. This is interesting language. V'ani iyanti v'chashavti ma'od b'dvarim v'yit lahamid dvarav ki eichi takein da'adam chashuv kamo eichi ita b'davar pashut kazeh Mibli tam, v'ra'isi kiyesh lahamid dvarav v'lishani. I'm sorry. V'lishnei dvarim kasav divrav Nachman arishonim. Ha'echad ka'osatam shapirish v'gemara. Da'filu b'shisha tvachim ika chavat misa kagon delo egander. As the Rosh thought that the Rif rejected that, the Ravid thinks that he accepts it implicitly. V'asheni, which is more intriguing, once you accept the first. Laharos she'afagav she'en chevet misa b'pachos miyud heched de'igander e'gandure mikol mokom chevet l'nezikin ika hilkach l'inyan treifa afagav de'risuk e'varim leka shash treifa acher ika uboi bedika shem nizbra shedra v'chutshala o shem enichbata gilgalaso and then he says, "Gam le'inin tashlumi mimyereba treifas kazeh machas nefila." Now here I'm not sure what the gear says. Chutz midmei misa, demali nishbar aragul lamata min arkuva or lamala min arkuva. Lashanu chacham in misa bebar bepachos, and there's something missing in the rest of the writing. It's in what we have, it seems what he's saying is that to qualify for full Misa, right, you would require Chavata Asara, even though to constitute a Trefa for some other reason and to make Kameda Trefa, you would not. However, you would pay the Nezek in that case, right, that brings you up just less than the Misa. That's what I think he means by Mao Lishbar Lamata Me'arkuva and Lamala Me'arkuva. And in the general case, where not a treifa, and the animal where it wouldn't be enough for a treifa either, but the animal happened to die, what would happen in that case? So let's assume for the moment, what is the halacha in that case? Ari? That's what happens in a case where the animal falls in, it's less than 10 tvachim, right, and it dies. Right? And are you chayv mishum? So you're pot, correct? Let's assume that it wasn't one of these treifas that the rabbi is talking about, okay? And ein chevet pachos mi yud, right? And let's even assume for the moment, there wasn't yud, period, okay. Or we don't, or we'll say we pass like the Rashba, something like that. Doesn't make a difference. Are you chayv mishum nezek? Pachos mi, just pachos mi misa? Gershon David?
So I think the Meiri speaks about this.
Excellent, very good.
And I think the cases where first there's the nezek, then the shore dies because of that nezek.
Well, he himself
right.
says no.
Rabbi
Yonason, Rabbi Yonason of Kol Milun. This is apparently a debate in the Chachmei Provence. So it goes as follows. I'm sorry, we're running out of time, but We'll try to finish up again all the board things hopefully on Thursday. But again, also let's do the mashlim, so yes. But let me just finish this thought for a moment. Just give me two more minutes for this. But so there's a debate. That's a fascinating debate, right? You have an animal that dies, but you're not going to be mechayiv. Everybody will agree. Let's say you're not going to be mechayiv for the misa for whatever reason. It's inadequate in some way. Are you chayiv for the nezek? So Rabbi Yonasan Akoyin Miluniel. I'm sorry. Let's start with the other way. Let's start with that, but he's longer. So the Meiri says Yesh Omru that you're chayiv to the nezek, right? But here, this is on page again in these old ones, 187, column one. Yesh Omrim Shemes Mishalim Miya Bichtei Dmei Hezek Hamishubad the Bezdin. Sounds like there should be a different gear song. Yeah, what does it say? Hamishuar, that's what I would have guessed. Ah, okay, the best then. V'lo nira lichein. Wow, why not? The answer is, or the best answer is, why not? Natan? Why not? Why wouldn't you? I mean, the animal fell, we would have thought that he would have broken his leg, instead he died. Why shouldn't you pay for the broken leg? What? Oh, so that again the formalism, but did the board at least, you know, there's no onus son, and there's no, you know, mazel or whatever, is there? So I think there are two things you could say. Again, if you want to go with this mishuna mazel, you know, kind of idea, you could say, oh, like, you know, this animal, you know, Rabbona Sholem had it out for him, you know, he's got so many, you know. Weaknesses, you know. He's a walking, soon to be ex, earth, stomper, right? So the point is that, you know, what looks like if a person falls and there's nezek and he broke his leg, but if he broke his leg and he died, you know, so even the broken leg is suspect. That's the practical way of explaining the Meiri. I don't believe that's what's going on, although I think there is something a little bit to that I'll get in a second. The formal way is to say there's a shame bor katala, there's a shame bor nezek. The animal died, so we have to assess it on that basis. And this bor is in kedei lahamis. And we don't say bechlal, this is of course connected to the mashlim gemara a little bit too. We don't say bechlal bor misa is a bor mazik legabe misa. Now, if you fall in a bor misa and you get injured, of course you pay. In that sense, it's a chalo, because it's a bor mazik and it's a bor misa, right? But when the animal dies, we only look at it in terms of bor misa. That's the only thing that could, and it comes short. So the added chiddush is that the chalos of even though a bor misa is a bor nezek for nezek. Right? But Betoras Bor Misa, right? It's Oker, the Shame Bor Nezek, even Legabe Nezek. That only makes sense, right? If A, two things, Bor Mazek and Bor Misa are two different chaloses, two Mechayim even better, but you don't need to say that, right? Two different chaloses, and that it's not, well, this is part of saying two different chaloses. It's not the reconstruction of the Choser Shmira and so on and so forth. Now, Rabbeinu Yonah's son disagrees. And he has a bit of a lengthy, he says like this, Are you chusin me'asar tvachim imeis bo pater klomar shenishba raglo umeis mimenu pater milishalein es kulo avo milishalein kedei hezeko shehuzik bo shenishba raglo. He broke his leg and he died. But you should pay for the broken leg, right? Im lo yemeis, the legamri lo matzina lemifterei sharei chafar bo kedei lahazik hanofel. Right? Aval dmei hulo lo. Sharei lo haya bo hevel lemisa umazalo goren. Okay, there's no hevel lemisa and mazalo goren. Those are two different things. Right, mazalo goren is, unless you think it's just a consequence of lo haya bo hevel lemisa. Okay. Those formulations are very interesting. The im huzak bo chayev shoryesh bo kedei li shavar yado ragla, meaning, is he saying that bor, there's no chalosis at all, and it's the reconstruction, and there's reconstruction sufficient for Ezek? Or is he saying there are chalosis, but just because the animal died doesn't mean that the chalos bor amazik isn't operative? That's what it sounds like to me. He still dug a bor amazik here. V'afilo lo nishbar lo yad v'lo regel. Ah. Ela shehu misnave v'holech afilo hachi chayev for yesh bo kedei lahamis hebel in ezikin afal pita ein bo hebel emisa. So there are two, I would have said you might make the following distinction. First of all, this is mazel idea out there. So it's a weaker animal, or it's an animal whose time has come, right? Blame it on the Rabbona Shalala. And that's the whole question, whether it's hashgacha for animals or not. You want to get into kansipa or either, right? But there might be a difference between clearly a broken leg and to pay for the broken leg, or, right, the animal doesn't die right away. It starts deteriorating in the pit. So kind of the Rabbeinu Yonason saying, in my opinion, even that you'll pay nezek for. Because his view seems to be that the line between, in the continuation, the first one is, it's a bor nezek, and this is nezek. It's also misa, that's not mafkia, the shame nezek. I don't think that this chalos bor issue, or takala, or depending on the nezek, I don't think that's correct. But the misnava thing, he's going way further. There he's saying more. He's saying, really, there's no difference between chalos nezek, borshel nezek, and chalos borshel misa. A chalos borshel nezek is also a chalos borshel misa. Right? And therefore it's misnava, like he deteriorates in these, you know, and as a result of being damaged, then there's a new process that takes place. You'll be chayv that betoras nezikin, even though he died, even on the death part. The only thing is, there's a special din, you know, in Kedei Lahamis. Okay. So this is a very interesting and very important argument, very much related to what we've been discussing, about different chaluyos, different ways, in opposite directions. Oh, now the Ravid, sorry I'm late, but let's just finish with the Ravid at least. On Thursday, I just want to finish up quickly. Make sure you look at the Rambams in Trefus and Minigos Shkita and here. Look also at the Shulchan Aruch, the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch in both places. That's very interesting. Shulchan Aruch is Mechalek, and the question is why. I think it's like the Rajba, but we should look it up. And then we want to do the Mashlim Gemara and the Omeid Gemara. Okay. So the Ravid implies, right, that in the case of Trefa, that if the trefas mishum, you know, arkuva, he said mali arkuva lamala mali arkuva lamata, right? But it sounds like only because al pidin it's a trefa will you say that. In other words, what does the Ravid think about his colleagues in Provence debate, Rabbeinu Yonason and the Meiri? So just like it sounds to me like Rabbeinu Yonason was considering the possibility of distinguishing between paying for the broken leg and paying for the deterioration after the broken leg, maybe just up to the point of Misa, correct? It seems to me like the Ravid is saying, if this is a trefa, in Hilchos Trefus, so then there's enough tziruf to say that you're chayiv for the nezek. Meaning then I'm going to hold like Rabbeinu Yonason. Almost opposite reason. But if there is no status of trefa, then maybe a putter on the Nezek too, like the Meiri. That would be a very important sheet, though. Very logical, but mechudash, but logical. Okay? So let's finish up just on some of the other Rishonim, and in Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam especially, and then the Mashlim Gemara, the Ra'ah. Make sure to look at the Ra'ah, Rabbeinu Yeshaya, the Sheet of Kubetzes, Moses, Rambam, on the Mashlim Gemaras, and Omeid Linezik and Sugya Nachol very quickly, and then we'll move on to other.